From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Thomas Mayer, the man accused of killing British lawmaker Joe Cox earlier this week, made his first court appearance Saturday morning after being charged with murder and several other crimes. When asked to state his name as proceedings began at Westminster Magistrates Court in London, Mayer said, "My name is Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain," an apparent allusion to Britain's upcoming referendum vote on European Union membership. The outburst was his only comment in court Saturday. Cox had been a supporter of keeping Britain in the EU. Police investigators in Cox's County of Yorkshire in northern England are refusing to confirm or deny that the suspected assassin of the spirited 41-year-old lawmaker may have been motivated by far-right nationalist beliefs. Several eyewitnesses to the attack by 52-year-old Mayer said he shouted "Britain first" as he shot the lawmaker three times, stabbed her, and then dragged the bleeding mother of two by the hair. Police in Belgium arrested 12 suspected terrorists after raiding dozens of houses across the country Friday night and into Saturday morning, according to the federal prosecutor's office. The prosecutor's office said police searched homes in 16 municipalities, mostly in and around Brussels, and took in 40 people for interrogation. Of those detained, 12 were eventually arrested. According to the statement, police carried out the raids without any major incidents. The country is still under a terror alert after an attack on the Brussels airport and subway in March killed 32 people and shut down operations for several days. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon Friday, Carter said the fighters hit by Russia's airstrikes were fighting against the Islamic State militant group. He said the Russians either intentionally attacked the rebels, which would conflict with their stated goal of defeating IS, or they fired on the rebels by accident as a result of poor quality intelligence. The secretary also suggested the Russian military did not properly use a communication line that was established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. Pakistan reopened the busy Torkham border crossing with Afghanistan for traffic Saturday, a week after deadly clashes between the two countries prompted the closure, stranding thousands of travelers and trade convoys on both sides. Pakistani officials say Afghans with valid travel documents are being allowed to cross, while trucks carrying trading goods have also resumed their cross-border journey. The border skirmishes erupted over Pakistan's construction of a gate to prevent terrorists and other illegal movement. The presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee used profanity at a rally in Texas Friday night to describe gunman Omar Mateen, who shot up a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding scores more. Donald Trump also told the crowd the outcome of that tragic night would have been different if patrons had been armed. Trump also criticized U.S. President Barack Obama, who has once again called for stricter gun control in the wake of the Orlando massacre.
So the National Rifle Association endorsed Trump, and those people are fantastic people. You know, they take a lot of heat. They love this country. They love what it represents. They're protecting your Second Amendment, and nobody will protect your Second Amendment like Donald John Trump. Nobody. Nobody.
Meanwhile, President Obama said Saturday in his weekly address that inaction on gun violence is inexcusable.
It's unconscionable that we allow easy access to weapons of war in these places. And then, even after we see parents grieve for their children, the fact that we as a country do nothing to prevent the next heartbreak makes no sense.
Mr. Obama said those weapons often end up in the places our sons and daughters go every day, their schools and houses of worship, movie theaters, nightclubs. The president said he'd thought a lot about the parents around the country about this situation. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.